Joining us in the Lowell Spinner Studios right now, our next guests are here to tell us about the second annual Mayor's Holiday Fest, which will benefit Lowell youth housing and help solve a problem that we've been starting to shine a little light on here, homelessness among our youth in the city of Lowell. Joining us in studio this morning to talk about the fundraiser, the holiday celebration, and to talk about the need to raise funds to combat youth homelessness. A couple of individuals. John McWilliams was here last year talking about the first annual Holiday Fest. Jack McWilliams, I apologize. How are you, Jack?
Good, thanks.
And John Gear is with us as well. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Ted. Thanks for having us on WCAP.
Great to have the two of you here. How did you guys get involved with this event and with CTI's Youth Homelessness Summit?
Well, we're both good friends of the former mayor, and the former mayor asked us to get involved in putting together the first annual rock and roll festival for youth homelessness.
And that was Lowell Mayor, now Senator-elect, Ed Kennedy, when he was mayor last year. Yeah. Wasn't that difficult to come forward and try to meet this challenge, was it?
Well, it was, because we had a huge team that was involved. We're not the only two involved in putting it all together. So we've had a lot of success. People who are basically have an outreach into the band and entertainment industry, and we're able to pull together all these names.
John, how did you get dragged into this?
Pretty much what Jack had indicated, connection to former Mayor Ed Kennedy and his cousin Frank Heslin. Frank and I had worked together on a number of things in the past, so I was happy to get involved last year, and we're hoping to do even more this year under the leadership of Mayor Bill Samaras.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit about the event, which is next Tuesday, November 27th, a week from tonight. Let's first talk about the issue of youth homelessness in Lowell. Recently, CTI held a youth homelessness summit in June of this year. They found out some really interesting things in talking to some young folks out there who are living with this day to day.
Yes, it's an issue in Lowell. The community teamwork, who's a great partner with us, estimates there are over 100 young people in Lowell each year that are experiencing homelessness. Homelessness can be caused by family conflict or abuse, sexual identity, pregnancy, addiction, other mental health issues, or contact with the juvenile justice system. Some of them age out of foster care. So to combat this issue and provide support for the young people in the community, Mayor Bill Samaras is continuing on the tradition in having this second annual Mayor's Holiday Fest for Homeless Youth. Jack has some more information on a specific individual who benefited.
Well, the CTI has managed to help a lot of those students and youth as a result of the fundraiser from last year. And there are four names, which I'm not giving you any particular person's information, but four students have been able to get early advances on rent deposits and establish themselves in homes as a result of our actual fundraiser proceeds from last year, as well as one student in particular, Jasmine, who I won't, again, give you a full name on, but she was homeless at the age of 9. She came to Lowell with her mom in 2017. She's 20 years old now. She got her GED and a Student of the Year award. As a part of the Youth Build program, she received culinary arts training, including certifications for OSHA 10 and ServSafe. She does an internship now with the local caterer Two Chefs, which is a great sponsor of the program for CTI. And she received the Spirit of Service Award for 2018 Member of the Year. The beautiful thing is Jasmine, because of the funds that CTI has raised, has been able to tutor and encourage other students. She now has a 4-year-old daughter who's attending preschool. With help of funds from CTI, getting the daughter to school transportation, because Jasmine doesn't drive herself. In July, she and her daughter were able to get their own apartment for the first time. Again, the upfront money comes from CTI and they get deposits, which otherwise they would not be able to afford.
And it's also great to see somebody who's been through one of these programs and benefited from the services available start to give back, to hear that she's now tutoring other at-risk youth.
It's beautiful. 20-year-old.
That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Who's really come full circle from being homeless at the age of 9.
And you mentioned there are three others who have directly benefited as well.
Yes.
You raised, was it $11,000 at last year's event?
Yes.
Not bad for a first-time event.
No, and we're already on track to increase that substantially.
That's fantastic. So tell me a little bit about the event. Doors open 6 p.m. It's taking place at the Zorba Music Hall on Market Street in Lowell. Same venue as last year for those who attended.
Yes, Artie Tangus has been fantastic and very involved in helping to put it all together with us.
So what does the night have in store?
Well, we have 14 musicians, bands, who are donating their time to play three or four songs each. We've asked that
many of them repeat offenders. I mean, repeat offenders. repeat performers.
Yeah,
I'm sorry about that.
I know a couple of guys on this list. They're repeat offenders.
So they will play three or four songs. A couple of them will be holiday themed. It was a big hit last year. So if I could, I'd like to just read the acts that are playing. Marsha McRae's and Friends, the Jazz Punishers, Kevin Wall, Whiskey Duo, Bradley Copper Kettle and Friends, Nico Rivers, The Fundraisers, Emily Desmond, Blind Spot, Peter Lavender, Love Train, Take Two with Mike Gasick and Ken Lemire, Mickey Kanan of Blackheart and George Bisson, and John Pohida are all lined up to play.
Now, you're going to be able to get all 14 of them on the stage at the same time?
That's the work.
For a couple of numbers? That would be a big band
as
well.
That's the masterpiece of having Joe Graham as our sort of organizer of the entire event. He did it last year.
Stage manager.
Joe's been
phenomenal.
Doing this forever. He knows how to put together a show. So we know we've got great music. We have some other fun as well, some raffles as well.
We do indeed.
We have a 50-50 raffle, and we're going to be raffling off some gift certificates as well that have been donated by local merchants. Thanks to the Holy Trinity Church and Macheras Service Mart, we have some parking there as well as parking on the street. And again, the event is on Tuesday, May 27th. Doors open at 6 p.m., and this is a 21-plus event. Tickets are $20 per person. Sponsorships are also available. And for information and tickets, you can go online to www.comteam.org/Mayor's Holiday Fest. We also have a Facebook page, Mayor's Holiday Fest. And CTI is hosting a telephone number at 978-259-8171 for people to call for more information.
Right. And please do visit the Mayor's Holiday Fest Comm Team site because you can buy your tickets there as well.
Yeah, and the raffles are great. They raise money. The ticket sales raise money.
Yes.
But really, without the support of some major sponsors out there, you don't get to the $11,000 figure you did last year, and you certainly don't top it like you're going to do this year. And if you give a little shout out to some of the sponsors, again, the usual suspects when there's a need in the community, folks step up and meet it.
Yes, Trinity Ambulance and Emergency Medical Service is with us as a gold sponsor. John, several others as well, right?
Yeah, Gene Dark Credit Union, Lowell Sun Charities, Enterprise Bank, O'Connor Studios, John Chumley, also of Trinity, Gary Seppi, Princeton Properties, Circle Health, Lowell General Hospital, Pride Star EMS,
Cobblestones,
Greater Lowell Community Foundation.
And Sunny Sky and Rainbows Child Care Center.
All right. We still want to add more names to that list, so you still have time for folks to get in with some business and corporate sponsorships and individual sponsorships
as well.
Yes,
we've got people making outreach right now for that purpose.
All right. And if these folks want to reach out to you and save you the trouble, how do they do it again?
Contact CTI, and the number is 978-259-8171.
All right. The second annual Mayor's Holiday Fest to benefit homeless youth. It's a rock and roll fundraiser. Tuesday night, a week from tonight, November 27th, 6 p.m. at the Zorba Music Hall on 453 Market Street in Lowell. You'll have members of the Lowell City Council and School Committee there, your planning committee, pretty much anyone who's anyone in the city of Lowell will be there, including our guests in studio this morning, Jack McWilliams, John Gear. Guys, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for what you're doing for this very important issue that we need to get rid of in our community.
And most of all, we're going to have some great bands for the people who show.
All right, and dancing is allowed, right?
Absolutely.
Love it.
And dinner, you can get dinner, drinks, and you can dance the night away.